weather in the area. We are awaiting the move out of the weather here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The tarp is halfway on the field. Currently at the moment, we are just holding off on the game start so that we can make sure that this weather passes us and we don't get poured on here at the ballpark, Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, appreciate you tuning in on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody, as always, bringing the action. We will be live soon, folks. Hopefully, we'll get the game started and underway soon. We will have an update for you as soon as we have one available here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Annapolis, North Carolina. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. Hope you're enjoying your July 4th festivities. Your plans, fireworks are coming soon for us here in Annapolis. Hopefully some baseball as well here coming for us real soon. Appreciate you holding off and holding on with us as we await the start between these two sides here in Annapolis, North Carolina. Mudcats and Cannonballers will get going soon. We appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us, and we will have an update for you on our updated start time when we have one available. Appreciate you, and we will be back soon after this break. To a official 7:25 scheduled first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Annapolis. Again, 7:25 will be your first pitch time here in Annapolis after a bit of weather in the area, pushing our start time off a little bit here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, appreciate you hanging out and tuning in on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Appreciate you, as always, tuning in. This is Dan Helody bringing you the action live from Atrium Health Ballpark in Annapolis. Again, we are set to go at 7:25. We'll be back about 7:20 or so. We'll get you the starting lineups, all the info you need for both sides of the Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you in just a short time. Again, 7:25 first pitch. Be back in just a moment.
All right. Joe, I'm going to lose some time. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, after a little shy of an hour's worth of delay, we are set and ready to go with some baseball here on the United States of America's birthday here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Ballers opening up a six-game set with the visiting Carolina Mudcats. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers coming off of a very successful road trip, winning their first series since mid-May and winning a 4-of-6 games against the Down East Wood Ducks. The Carolina Mudcats of a tough stretch with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. However, the Ballers and Mudcats get a fresh slate with this new set. Ballers and Mudcats will get things going. Kannapolis, the better team record-wise in the second half at 6-3. Carolina Mudcats at 5-4 entering today's matchup. On the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers today, it's the lefty Brooks Gosswein, the unofficial ace of the Kannapolis Cannonballers rotation. He started on opening day. He gets the start here on 4th of July. The two biggest crowds at Atrium Health Ballpark all year. And Gosswein gets the start in both games. The lefty, 6'2", 205 pounds, fourth round pick into 2021 out of Bradley College by the Chicago White Sox. On the bump is Gosswein. At the plate will be Zach Robbie, the second baseman, leading things off with the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gosswein and the Ballers will set up on defense to begin the top half of the first inning. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, will dig in. Will be followed in the order by Jackson Chorio, the center fielder, and Jefferson Caro, the DH. First pitch of the ball game is cut on and grounded over to second base. Making the play is Atwood. Fires over to first in time for the first out of the ball game. First play of the game is at 7:28 p.m. First pitch of the game is at 7:28 p.m. First pitch temperature is 83 degrees. First pitch is also a 4-3 ground out for the first out of the ball game. Well, we're playing baseball now here on the 4th of July here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us as now Jackson Chorio, center field. Fielder will dig in for the Carolina Mudcats. Gosswein's first pitch is a fastball inside on Chorio. 1-0 is your count. Chorio, 18 years of age, number 3 prospect already in the Milwaukee Brewers organization, as the 1-0 from Gosswein is another fastball inside to Chorio. 2-0 is your count. Jackson Chorio, 6'1", 181-pound, 18-year-old, born on March the 11th of 2004. Yeah, I feel old a little now, too. It's okay. Maracaibo, Venezuela product, international free agent signing in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewer. Now the count on Jackson Chorio. Again, Jefferson Caro, the DH, awaiting on deck. He'll be followed by Hebert Perez, the left fielder, in the cleanup position. As the 3-0 fastball from Gosswein is in there, 3-1 is now your count on Jackson Chorio. Perez, the left fielder in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Batting sixth is the catcher, Jose Cibrian. As the 3-1 is swung on and fouled off by Chorio at the plate, count will now run full. Rounding out the 7-8-9 spot in the lineup for the Carolina Mudcats today is Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, Oswell Leonis. The right fielder will bat eighth, and batting ninth is Jeremy Vargas, the third baseman. Full count on Chorio. Here's the pitch from Gosswein. Fastball off the plate and away, ball four. First base runner of the ball game is the Carolina Mudcats. It's Jackson Chorio. He is on base. It'll send Jefferson Caro to the plate. Jefferson Caro, the DH in the order for the Carolina Mudcats, and Victor Estevez, manager for the Mudcats out of Zebulon, North Carolina, and the Milwaukee Brewers organization, making their first visit to Atrium Health Ballpark this year. Of course, these two sides were in the Low A East Central Division last year. Runner going on the first pitch. Pitch to the plate is a strike. Throw to second is high at second over the head of Atwood into center field. Advancing to third base on the play will be at Jackson Chorio. It is a stolen base, and then an error from Victor Torres behind the dish on the throw will send Chorio all the way to third base now. So already, Mudcats threatening with a runner on third and one down. Count at the plate is 0-1 on Jefferson Caro. One from Gosswein. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Another one coming at 0-2 on Jefferson Caro. Caro in the order, the DH, will be followed by Hebert Perez, the left fielder, who is on deck. This Carolina Mudcats team stacked with prospects in the Brewers organization. 0-2 from Gaswan. Low and in the dirt, picked out by Torres. Another one coming at 1-2. Left to right in the outfield today for Kannapolis. It'll go Benjamin Bailey, Cabrera Weaver, and DJ Gladney. Wes Kath, Wilbur Sanchez, Andy Atwood, and Wilfred Veras are left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Victor Torres for the lefty Gaswine. Making his 14th appearance on the year, 13th start of 2022, is the lefty Gaswine. 1-2 fouled off by Caro at the plate. We'll keep it at 1-2 and do it again. Again, an absolute packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, 4th of July. Appreciate you hanging out with us on the broadcast on America's birthday. Hope you had a nice cookout. Now you're enjoying some baseball. You'll get some fireworks a little later on. 1-2. Fouled off at the plate again by Caro. 1-2 will remain. The Cow will do it again. Ballers rocking their special 4th of July tops tonight. Beautiful night for baseball indeed. Ballers going with the split tops. It's the best way I can describe it. And neck area is navy blue. And there's a red V on both sides with yellow stars and white stars. 1-2 off the plate, 2-2 now the count. The lower half of the jersey is white. And then on the back is bright yellow numbers outlined in blue. On the front in white reads Kannapolis in our baller font. 2-2 from Gaswine. Off speed, roped into center field. That'll drop and be a base knock. And it is a RBI single for Jefferson Caro. Scoring of the play is Jackson Chorio. All of a sudden, now Mudcats take a 1-0 lead here in this first inning. It'll send Hedbert Perez, the left fielder, to the plate. Mudcats strike first here on a Jefferson Caro RBI single. Already Carolina jumping out to a lead. Again, these two sides meeting a couple of weeks ago up at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Ballers didn't have quite their best series in that one. They actually dropped all six games. First pitch from the lefty Gaswan is inside of the plate on Perez. 1-0 is your count. Decent lead at first base for Jefferson Caro. And the Mudcats entering this ball game. First trip of the year to Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 fastball is on the lower part of the plate. 1-1 now on Hebert Perez. Over at first base in Caro. He is 9-for-10 on stolen bases on the year. Decent lead at first base. 1-1. Off the plate and away. Now 2-1 on Hebert Perez. Left fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. Another young guy, 19 years of age, from Caracas, Venezuela, born on April the 4th of 2003. Man alive, these guys are young. 2-1 is off the plate from Gaswine. 3-1 is your count. Gaswine has actually tallied wins in each of his last two of his last three, including two victories on the road. For the lefty, Gaswine, he does have one start against the Mudcats, as 3-1 check at first base is not in time. 3-1 will remain the count. Close play at first on Caro. Winds one start against the Mudcats back on May the 26th. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. Runner going on the 3-1. Fastball low and away. Ball 4. It is another walk in the inning issued. This time to Hebert Perez. Runner at first in Caro. Will move to second. So now 2 on and 1 down in the inning for Eduardo Garcia. That will prompt a mound visit from John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mudcats entering tonight's matchup with a record of 5-4 here in the second half. They are in second place to the scorching hot Fredericksburg Nationals, who have won 8 of their last 9 games. They're 8-1. Kannapolis Cannonballers also find themselves in second place. They are 6-3 on the second half behind the scorching hot Columbia Fireflies, a team that was really cold in that first half. All of a sudden, Columbia has now won 8 of their last 9. Find themselves 8-1. Now on top of the South Division. Again, leaders at the first and second half completions clinch playoff spots. As Eduardo Garcia, shortstop, will now dig in for the Mudcats. Cuts on the first pitch and fouls it off from Gaswine. 0-1 is your count. Mudcats rocking the red tops tonight. Gray pants going with the red caps with a black brim and a white Mudcat logo on it with a C and then a big old catfish on the front of the cap. Of course, Ballers rocking their tri-colored 4th of July jerseys tonight. 0-1. In there, 0-2. Beautiful off-speed pitch from Goswine. As for the rest of the fit, white pants, red socks, anybody who's decided to pull them up. Going with the tri-color caps today, blue caps with the red brim, white front with the CB logo. 0-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Eduardo Garcia is the first punch-out victim of the night for Brooks Goswine. He does swing and miss at him. And he'll send the catcher, Jose Cibrian, to the plate. Here for the Carolina Mudcats, will dig in batting 255 on the year. 12 RBIs, 7 walks. He does have 19 punch-outs, making his 36th appearance on the year. First pitch from Goswine is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Runners on second and first and two down. Pollard's already trailing 1-0 here to these Carolina Mudcats. 1-0. Fastball inside corner. 1-1 now on Cibrian. Jose Cibrian, 23 years of age. That's old by the Mudcat standards. Actually, the one of only a couple 23-year-olds who are the oldest guys on the team. As he lifts the 1-1 high and deep into left field, chasing after it is Bailey. He looks up and it's out of here. It's on the berm. Well, age sometimes means experience, and all of a sudden now the Mudcats have jumped out to a big lead here. It is a 4-0 ball game here as the Mudcats take a 4-0 lead. Caro scores, left fielder Perez scores, and Cibrian hits his first home run on the year and gives Carolina a 4-0 lead now. That'll send Jesus Chirinos to the plate, the 7th batter of the inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Well, that's not quite the start that we had been hoping for here at Atrium Health Ballpark on 4th of July, but Mudcats are just a little good. We learned a little bit of that last year. First baseman Chirinos will dig in. First pitch up and away from Goswine. 1-0 is your count. Ken Baller's bullpen already stretched thin. This is an outing when you need Goswine to go a decent little bit of an outing. 1-0 is in the dirt to Chirinos. 2-0 now. Time called. It'll prompt the mound visit from Victor Torres. The Ballers' bullpen already stretched thin here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This is not exactly the start you want from Goswine or the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the field. As we're still in the top of the first inning here in this ballgame. Chirinos digging in, batting 209 on the year. 3 homers, 27 RBIs for Chirinos out of Baja Caro of Venezuela. 2-0 now, 3-0. On at Chirinos. There is an arm already warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like Halen Green. 3-0 from Goswine. Fastball, get me over fastball. 3-1 now on at Chirinos, the first baseman. Well, the first hope-inducing for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-1 fouled off. Now count running full. And a walk, a single, a walk, a strikeout from Goswine, and then a 3-run shot. All of a sudden, the Mudcats have jumped out to a good lead. 3-2 count on Chirinos. Goswine of the bump. Here's the full count offering. Fastball, bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Goswine picks up strikeout number 2 on the night. It is Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. That'll just about do it for the top of the first inning. We'll send it now into the bottom of the first. Ballers already trailing big 4-0. The Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
We also have, is it Ford?
Wilbur Sanchez lead things off, bottom of the first. First pitch from the lefty, Cornell is in there. 0-1 is your count on Wilbur Sanchez, bottom first. Ballers already trailing 4-0. Pitch is up and in on Sanchez. 1-1 is your count. Again, La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, Wes Kath, and DJ Gladney do up in the order against Alexander Cornell out of the Carolina Mudcats rotation. Pitch is inside to Sanchez. 2-1 is now your count. Cornell on the bump for the Mudcats today here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. Big swing and a miss on the 2-1. Count will move now 2-2 on La Chispa. Sanchez, Kath, and Gladney in the order. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, is batting fourth. Batting fifth is the DH, Colby Smelly. 2-2. Lifted high and foul by Sanchez. Another one coming at 2-2. Here on La Chispa. Rounding out the rest of the order, Smelly, the DH, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Andy Atwood, second baseman. 2-2 from Cornell is off the plate. Count now runs full on La Chispa. Atwood, second baseman, bats sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder. is Benjamin Bailey, I should say. Victor Torres, catcher, is batting eighth. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Cabrera Weaver. 3-2 up and in, ball four. And Wilbur Sanchez has reached base. It's the first baller's base runner of the ball game. He's now at first base. That'll send Wes Cathedish with one on and nobody out. Cornell, 6'2", 180-pound righty, 20 years of age. From Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, 3-7 with a 4.21 ERA on the year in 2022, making his 12th start of the year for the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch to Kath is over the plate, 0-1 is your count. Cornell actually did make 125th. Five innings of shutout baseball, two hits, two walks, seven punchouts. Runner going on the 0-1. Pitch to the plate is outside. Throw to second. They got him. Sanchez is out swiping second, and he is tagged out. It is a 2-6 putout of Wilbur Sanchez for the first out. So now one down, nobody on. Wes Kath on the duty of batting against Cornell. 1-1. Big swing and a miss on a slider, it looked like. 1-2 now. Again, Cornell did pick up a victory back on the 25th against the Kannapolis Cannonballers over at Five County Stadium. 1-2 up and in on Kath. Count now even up at 2-2. Wes Kath, not too bad a stretch of games so far for the 19-year-old out of Scottsdale, Arizona. 2-2. Just inside. Count now runs full. Second round pick in 2021 is Wes Kath at a Desert Mountain High School in Scottsdale. Number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox system. 3-2 fouled off. We'll do another one at 3-2. Setting the defense for the Carolina Mudcats today. We'll go Perez, Chorio, and Leonis in the outfield. Left to right in the infield. We'll go Vargas, Garcia, Robbie, and Chirinos. Behind the plate is Cibrian. For Alexander Cornell, the righty for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Kath wiggling the bat over the left shoulder. Here's the 3-2 offering. Up and in, ball four. Back-to-back walks for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Racking up walks like an independent contractor for Rover. Now another base runner has reached base. DJ Gladney will dig in. Runner on and one down. When I tell you this place is packed, folks, I don't think I've ever seen more people in the stands here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This place is absolutely packed. I've never seen that many people on the left field berm. The right in the bowl is filled as Gladney cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 is your count. Gladney at the dish, picking up a couple home runs in that series against the Down East Wood Ducks. Up to 14 now, leading the team. 44 RBIs as well. 0-1, big swing and a miss on a foul tip. 0-2 now. Gladney picking up an RBI in Saturday's matchup, I should say. Did not play on a Sunday, getting the day off. Back in the lineup today for Guillermo Quiroz. 0-2. Swung on, lifted high, and foul into foul ground. Heads up in section 101. And about halfway up. Looks like a fan can't make the grab. We'll do another one at 0-2. Getting plenty of fans tuning in here at Atrium Health Ballpark around the venue. Hope you're having a blast. You're on 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Decent lead at first for Kath. 0-2. Up and away on Gladney. Count now moves 1-2. Wilfred Veras waiting on deck. Want to talk about a hot streak. Guy's been hitting the ball out of the park quite a bit. 1-2 count. One out. Bottom first. Baller's already trailing 4-0. Kath at first with a good lead. Corniel takes a peek. 1-2. Another fastball up and away. Now 2-2. Just off the plate to Gladney. Corniel trying to find that strike zone. Behind the plate today is Trey Jester. Steve Craze out in the field. Your two umpires here in the Carolina League July 4th matchup. 2-2. Fastball away. Now count runs full. Dare I say the Kannapolis Cannonballers are the most patriotic team in the Carolina League. And the festivities that the team has been able to put on here at Atrium Health Ballpark has been phenomenal. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Gladney not a fan of the call at all. However, it did hit the inside quadrant of the zone. Gladney is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, one on, two down for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras, what a hot streak this guy has been on. Four home runs in his last six games as he cuts on that pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. Veras charging after that lead in the home run category for DJ Gladney. Not far behind at 11 on the year. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 now. Wilfred Veras. Four homers in his last seven games. Actually, when Veras has hit a home run here in this entire second half of the season, Kannapolis is 4-0. Corniel's 0-2. Big swing and a miss, and he swings on three pitches and misses. Strike three, out number three. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Mudcats retire the side. We'll take a quick break. Head to the top of the second at Atrium Health Ballpark. Happy 4th of July from everyone here in Kannapolis. Mudcats lead 4-0 over the Ballers. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Carolina, 8-9-1 due up in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the second inning. Mudcats lead 4-0 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Oswald Leonis will dig in. First pitch from the lefty. Goswan is in there. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Leonis, Vargas, and Robbie due up in the order Mudcats again lead 4-0, top of the second inning, as Leonis lifts the 0-1 high and deep into left field. Bailey chasing after it. He's not going to get there. It's going to roll around in the wall. Headed for second is Leonis. He'll skate in there safely. Stand up double to lead off the second inning for Oswald Leonis, the right fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. It'll send it now to Jeremy Vargas, the third baseman. Mudcats picking up where they left off here in this top of the second inning. Goswine back out of the bump, his second inning of action. Ballers already letting a couple runs cross the plate. Back in that first inning. First pitch to Vargas is inside. 1-0 count. Decent lead now at second for Leonis. As Vargas will dig in, the 9-0 man batting 198 on the year. 1-0. Inside and low, 2-0 now on Vargas. Goswine so far, 2 walks. He's only allowed 3 hits. Over the Mudcats lead 4-0. As all those walks came back to bite Goswine. 2-0 up and in, 3-0 now. Again on deck, top of the order, and Zach Vargas at the plate with a runner at second, nobody out. 3-0. Swung on, grounded foul down the third base line. 3-1 now your count. Can a absolute packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Enjoying the beautiful day for baseball. Good guys trail 4-0, but there's plenty of baseball left. 3-1 from Goswine. Big swing and a miss. Now count runs full on Jeremy Vargas. Vargas, another one that's a younger guy, 19 years of age, from Marque, Venezuela, international free agent signee in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 3-2, grounded past the first baseman, Veras in right field for a base knock. Headed to third on the play is Leonis. He'll stay there. It's a station-to-station single for Jeremy Vargas. So now two base runners on, nobody down still. Top of the order now, due up in Zach Robbie. So now two on, runners on the corners, and nobody down for Zach Robbie. Interesting fact about the Carolina Mudcats roster that I discovered today in a little bit of research. It's the first pitch from Goswine, fastball in there, 0-1. Zach Robbie, the only Carolina Mudcat position player from the United States. Everyone else is from Latin America, Dominican Republic, Venezuela. A lot of Venezuelans on the lineup for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 in there now, 0-2. Only a total of 4 players on the lineup, on the roster, I should say, for the Mudcats from the United States. Brewers have been heavy on international scouting. I guess that's a heavy perspective for him. Pitch is off the plate. 1-2 now to Robbie. Last time up, Robbie only took 1 pitch. Grounded it over to second baseman Andy Atwood. 1-2 from Goswine. Fastball is just outside. Countdown moves 2-2. Chorio, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. 2-2 count on Zach Robbie. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball away at the plate. Throw in a second. It's a play that's made perfectly. What a play. Throw in a second, Andy Atwood cuts it off, and he throws it immediately home and nails the runner Leonis, headed for the plate from third base. So it'll go down as a 2-4-2 put out of the runner at second base in Oswell Leonis. One out now in the inning. Vargas does take second base, but that is a big threat avoided for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. His count is full. One out now, runner on second. Here's the pitch from Goswine. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Another one coming at 3-2. Smart heads-up play in the field by Andy Atwood, the new guy, as they call him around here. Runner on second now is Jeremy Vargas. It's time called the play by Zach Robbie. Second baseman in the order for the Carolina Mudcats, Victor Estevez, manager. Gaswan in the bump, takes a peek at second. Runner going on the 3-2, swung and missed at the plate, throwing a third. They don't get him. It's not in time, but it is another strikeout in the book for Brooks Gaswan. Big swing and a miss from Robbie as the second out of the inning. Advancing to third on the play is Jeremy Vargas, so he technically has two stolen bags here in this half inning. That'll send it now to Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Chorio last time up drew a walk, and he cuts on the first pitch, lifts it in the air, center field. Cabrera Weaver chasing after it, backtracks it up, and he makes the grab. Four out number three. It's an F8 in the book. Jackson Chorio, one pitch, the third out of the top of the second inning. So ballers avoid any further trouble, and they still trail just 4-0 here to the Carolina Mudcats, headed into the bottom of the second inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, the second inning. Colby Smelly will lead off bottom of the second inning here in Kannapolis. He cuts on the first pitch from Corneal and misses. 0-1 is your count. Ballers trail 4-0 to the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a 4th of July matchup. 0-1 in none other than Cibrian. 1-1 is your count. Smelly, Atwood, and Bailey do up in the order here. The bottom of the second inning, again, bad guys. Carolina Mudcats leading 4-0. 1-1 fastball is in there. 1-2, your count now on the big cheese, Colby Smelly. Ballers drawing two walks from Sanchez and Kath, and then two strikeouts from Gladney and Veras. 1-2 in the dirt again, picked out by Cibrian. Count now moves 2-2 on the big cheese, Colby Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. 2-2 count. Corneal is on the bump. Here's the 2-2 offering. Up and in on Smelly. Count now runs full. Atwood on deck. Again, ballers trail by four. They're looking to get back into it. Coming off of their first series victory since mid-May against the Fredericksburg Nationals up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Time called by Smelly at the plate. Corneal's 3-2 offering. Fastball low and away, ball four. It's the third walk of the night already for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colby Smelly will take first base. It'll send Andy Atwood to the plate with one on, nobody out. Well, that's a sign of better days to come for Kannapolis. Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly all drawing walks. Three total walks here in this ballgame so far. Atwood will dig in. First pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 is your count. Bailey, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Atwood, the second baseman, is at the plate. 0-1. Up and in on Atwood. 1-1, now your count. Andy Atwood from Tulip, Washington. 25 years of age, 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old. 1-1 from Corneal. Off speed, low and outside. 2-1 now, the count on Atwood. Pretty decent lead at first for Colby Smelly. Corneal with the bent knees, 2-1. Grounded back up to the mound, making the play is Corneal. It's a 2-1, on to first. It is a double play. 1-4-3 double play as Smelly is out on a 1-4 put out for the first out of the second inning. Atwood, 1-4-3 is the second out. That'll now send Benjamin Bailey to the plate with two outs and nobody on. Pitch is off the plate to Bailey. 1-0 is your count. Benjamin Bailey back in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 from Corneal. Off speed, low and in the dirt. Now 2-0 on Bailey. Bailey currently in the midst of a 7-game on-base streak. It is a season high for the big bat out of Vista Alegre, Panama. 2-0 up and inside. Now 3-0. Corneal been struggling to find the strike zone all night. Sitting at 37 pitches and just 17 strikes. Not the greatest of margins. 3-0 fastball inside, ball four, and it's a four-pitch walk issue to Benjamin Bailey. So the ballers have now drawn four walks through seven batters. That'll send a Victor Torres, the catcher, to the plate. Only base runners of the ball game so far for Kannapolis have all come via the walk. Corneal's not had the greatest of starts out there on the bump. Just can't find the strike zone. Torres will dig in. First pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Another one coming at 0-1 on Victor Torres. Bailey at first base. Not a threat to steal. He's 0-for-0. Hasn't even tried it this year. 0-1. Up and in on Torres. 1-1 count. Check swinging did not go around. Decent lead at first for Bailey. In front of a packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 from Corneal. Grounder to third base. Gets by the third baseman in Vargas into left field for a base knock. Victor Torres is in there safely. It'll be two runners now on base and two down. Torres is on base safely. We'll go down as a E5 on the third baseman in Vargas. A tough hop over there. So now two on, two down for Cabrera Weaver, the nine-hole man for Kannapolis. Ballers in the Evel Knievel inspired jerseys, the red, white, and blue tops here on 4th of July. Corneal steps off on the bump. We'll have to await the first pitch. Get an absolute packed house, a sold-out crowd here in Kannapolis, enjoying a little bit of 4th of July action. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, 0-1 your count. Cabrera Weaver in the lineup has spent most of the year in 2021 with Kannapolis. Back here in 2022, has not had his best start, but this one's lifted 0-1 into right field. Trailing after it is Leonis, camps under it and makes the grab to his right for the third out of the inning. He chucks the ball into the right field bar for a free souvenir, and that will conclude the second inning. So Cabrera Weaver flies out to end matters here, third out of the inning. Ballers still searching for their first base hit of the ball game. They do get a couple runners on, but nothing else. Led to the third, 4-0 your score. Mudcats lead on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the third here in Kannapolis. Jefferson Caro cuts on the first pitch of the third inning, lifts in the air center field. Cabrera Weaver after it. He'll make the grab on the run for the first out of the inning. It is Jefferson Caro on an F8 for the first out. Back-to-back flyouts for the Carolina Mudcats. Gosswine has sat down his last three. That'll send Edward Perez, the left fielder, to the plate. 4-0 your score. Carolina leads this one over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Good guys looking to continue their winning ways. They've won four of their last six matchups. Actually won a grand total of six of their last eight. Pitches up and in on Perez. 1-0 is your count. Gosswine is third inning of action. Sitting at just below 50 pitches. This will be pitch number 50 of the night. 1-0 is low and inside. In the dirt, picked out by Torres. 2-0 now your count. Last time up, Perez drawing a walk. Ended up scoring on a home run from Jose Cibrian. Gosswine, the lefty on the bump. 2-0, here's the pitch. Up and in, now 3-0 on Perez. Gosswine, good kid. Five-pitch mix, four-seam, two-seam, curveball, slider, changeup. Product of same hometown as Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. 3-0 is fouled off at the plate by Perez. 3-1 now your count. Gosswine, a little fun fact on him. He actually uses different pitches for different handed batters. He uses his two-seam exclusively to one-handed of batter. He uses his fastball four-seamer to another handed batter. 3-1 fastball right down Broadway. Count now 3-2 on Edward Perez. Gosswine, a smart kid. He earned Eagle Scout honors, actually, back exactly 4 years to the day before getting drafted by the White Sox. And that's why he got drafted by the White Sox. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Edward Perez. He struck him out. Gosswine picks up his fourth punch-out of the night. It is Edward Perez, the left fielder. So now two down in the inning for Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Well, if Garcia is able to be sat down by Gosswine, it would be the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for Gosswine. Pitch is inside to Garcia. 1-0 your count. Garcia gets the 1-0 from Gosswine. It's inside. 2-0 now. Last time up, Garcia struck out swinging. It was actually the first punch-out victim of the night for Brooks Gosswine. He's got four punch outs through two and two-thirds. 2-0. Low and just above the dirt to Garcia. 3-0. Gosswine, not a high strikeout guy. He's only got a season high of six punch outs in an outing. 3-0. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. 3-1 your count. He's hit five a couple of times, but he has only gotten up to six. That was back on May the 1st at Fayetteville. First, the pitch is grounded to third. Kath makes a nice play. He'll come in and fire to first in time. Four out number three. It's a 5-3 ground out for Eduardo Garcia. It is the first 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Brooks Gosswine. We'll head to the bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. Good guys trail 4-0 to the Carolina Ballers Baseball Network. Back to the top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third inning, Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. First pitch from Cornell is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Sanchez, Kath, and a DJ Gladney do up in the order. 1-0 fastball is on the outside corner from Cornell. Well, let's go. Baller's Chan arising from behind home plate. I think I know who is behind that. 1-1 is popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the shortstop in Garcia will camp under it and make the grab for out number one. It is a P6 of the book for Wilbur Sanchez. He's now 0-for-1 on the night. That'll send Wes Kath to the plate. He is 0-for-0. He's got a walk in tonight's ball game. Cornell out there for his third inning of action. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 4th of July edition baseball. First pitch from Cornell to Kath is inside. 1-0 your count. Cornell really struggling finding the strike zone. Hasn't found much in the way of strikes. 1-0 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher Cibrian. 2-0 now. DJ Gladney, right fielder, waiting on deck. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. 2-0 now moves 2-1. 2-1 count on a West Cath, Desert Mountain High School product. 2-1 from Cornell. Up and away to Cath. 3-1 now your count. Lefty at the plate, wiggling the bat over the left shoulder. Bit of a shift in infield for the Mudcats. 3-1 popped up over our head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hey, I'm ready to make the play up here. I have my glove up here. You know what happens when Dan Lodi has his glove? He's going to make the play. I don't even really need a glove. I'm still going to make the play. I have that much confidence in myself. 3-2. Swing and a miss. 4-3. West Cath down on strikes for the second out of the third inning. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. Nobody on and two down. DJ Gladney last time up with a strikeout. Cornell so far, three punch outs on the night. Here's down Broadway, 0-1 your count. The Let's Go Ballers Chan arising behind home plate again. Malik Sufer, who else would be ringing up a chant here at the ballpark. Pitch is low at the plate, 1-1 now on Gladney. Alex Sufer, one of our interns last year. A Baller super fan. 1-1 off the plate. 2-1 now on Gladney. Wilfred Veras on deck. 2-1 count. Two down, bottom third. Ballers trail 4-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. 2-1 from Cornell. Low into the dirt. Picked out again by Cibrian. 3-1 now your count. Cornell on the bump. So far has lowered the ERA tonight to now a 4.03. 3-1. Big swing and a miss from Gladney. Count now runs full. Mudcats outfield playing back with the power hitter Gladney at the plate. 3-2. Swing and a miss. 4-3. 0-for-2 now with two punch outs is DJ Gladney. Ballers still searching for their first base hit through three innings. Ballers trail 4-0. They also trail 4-0 in the hits category. That will conclude matters here in the third. We'll head to the fourth inning when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys are trailing 4-0. The Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Oh my goodness gracious, that's right. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 4-0. First pitch of the fourth, grounded to short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. Fires to first in time for out number one. Jose Cibrian is the first out of the fourth inning. It didn't take long at all. Gaswan has sat down each of his last six batters now. It's a 6-3 ground out. First out of the inning is partaken of. Jesus Trinos, first baseman, will now dig in. Ballers again trailing 4-0 to the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On a beautiful night here in Kannapolis, July 4th. Pitch is in there, 0-1. Your count on Chirinos. Chirinos, the first baseman, struck out looking back in the first. 0-1. Grounder again to short. Wilbur Sanchez, a busy man here in the fourth. Fires across the diamond again into ground down. Now quickly two down for Oswald Leonis. Leonis a double back in the second inning. He was put out on a nice heads-up play by Andy Atwood. Nobody on, two down for Leonis. Had a double in that second. Of course, we aren't the only ball game going on here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the Carolina League. Pitch is in there. 0-1 now, your count on Leonis. Bunch of other games going on tonight in the Carolina League. The one actually has not gotten underway quite yet, as the 0-1 is not in there on Leonis. 1-1 now your count. Down east on top over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out in Segra Stadium. 5-1 your score there. 1-1 is inside. 2-1 now. Woody's over the Peckers. 5-1 top of the eighth inning. Augusta 7-1 over the Charleston River Dogs. Top of the sixth inning there. Top of the eighth in Delmarva. The Shorebirds leading 3-2 over the Salem Red Sox. 2-1 is off the plate to Leonis. 3-1 now your count. In Delmarva up 3-2 over Salem. There is a game that has not gotten underway quite yet, but they are warming up. In Columbia with the Fireflies hosting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-1 is in there. 3-2 now your count on Oswald Leonis. And there already is a final in today's action as well. The Fred Nats have shut down the Lynchburg Hillcats, 6-2. 3-2, grounded to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out at number three. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for Brooks Gaswan. He has retired his last eight batters here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back here with the bottom of the fourth inning. Good guys trail 4-0 here in Kannapolis.
All right, so we'll take some more questions around here.
Wilfred Veras cuts on the first pitch at the bottom of the fourth inning and misses. 0-1 is your count. Veras in the order will be followed by Smelly and Atwood. Bottom fourth, ballers trailing 4-0. Pitch is in there. 0-2 now on Wilfred Veras. Cornell back out on the bump. His fourth inning of action for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2 count on Veras. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Wilfred Veras has seen 6 pitches tonight. He swung and missed at all of them. It is another strikeout in the book. The first out this time of the fourth inning. Cornell picks up his 5th punch out of the night. It'll send Andy Atwood. Colby Smelly last time up. Drew a walk. Again, the ballers have been drawing walks like crazy tonight. 4 walks against Cornell. Pitch is outside to Smelly. 1-0 now. 1-0 count, 1 down. Bottom 4. Cornell's pitch. Inside corner, 1-1. El Queso Grande, as we call him in the biz. Colby Smelly, the big cheese. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. 1-1 off the plate. Now 2-1. Shelton State Community College product, 13th round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Had a big game last time he was in the order. 3-for-4 with a double, an RBI. Pitch in the dirt, now 3-1 on Smelly. It's now 3-1. He was 3-for-4 last time. Up to 270 in the batting average, leading the team. 3-1, blasted into left field. Chasing after it is Perez. Warning track, wall, look out below on the berm. It's out of here. Solo shot, Colby Smelly. Kannapolis is on the board with some emphasis. First hit of the night is a solo shot for Colby Smelly. Good guys are on the board. 4-1 here on 4th of July here in Kannapolis. For Colby Smelly, it's his 3rd home run on the season, his 19th RBI. It's a little solo shot into the berm. It'll send Andy Atwood to the plate. Atwood showing bunny, gets it down, makes contact, but he bloops it into the dugout for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1, your count now on Andy Atwood. So the ballers have their first hit of the night. They do have their first run as well, thanks to a nice little bomb from Colby Smelly. Cornell's 0-1 is up and in on the hands of Atwood. 1-1 your count. Tulalip, Washington is birthplace. Grew up in Everett, Washington is Andy Adden, state boy. 1-1 in there. 1-2 your count. Never been to Washington State. I'd imagine there's a lot of rain and a lot of trees, though. 1-2 on the way from Cornell. Lifted high and foul. Heads up over the right field terrace area. Ends up, actually hits the roasted corn cart. Out there near gate 1. That place has got a line, rightfully so. My man Ivan out there making the roasted corn. Man, that guy makes some darn good corn. 1-2, Atwood lines this one sharply. Fair ball down the left field corner. Rounding first, headed for second is Atwood. He will coast in there safely. Back-to-back base knock for the ballers. Andy Atwood is on second base. So now a home run and a double. And the ballers are back in business like a rebranding of Circuit City that we'll see one day. Benjamin Bailey will now dig in, and Atwood is at second. One down, ballers trail 4-1. Will we ever see Circuit City again? Who knows? I missed that store. That was one of my favorite stores growing up. First pitch to Bailey is check swung on and foul tipped to the plate. 0-1 is your count. Atwood at second base. First hit of the ball game for Andy Atwood. First time a baller has been on base thanks to a base hit. It's his first double on the year. Atwood, again, acquired as a free agent just as recently as 2 weeks ago. Out of the independent team, the Great Falls Voyagers. 0-1 count, Cornell on the bump. Decent lead at second for Atwood. He's dancing around, 0-1. Bailey lines this one sharply, foul. It ends up in the netting over there. Near section 101, actually gets caught up in the netting. Well, that's what the protective netting is for, the ball in section 101. 0-2 from Cornell. Big swing and a miss. Bailey down on strikes for the second out of the inning. It's the second punch out of the inning for Cornell, his sixth on the evening. It'll send Victor Torres to the plate. Victor Torres digging in. Did not play on Sunday. Actually had the day off. Back in the lineup today for Guillermo Quiroz. Cornell's first pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, 0-1 your count. Cabarrett Weaver on deck. Bottom four, good guys are on the board. 4-1, Mudcats do lead though. Torres cuts on the 0-1 foul, ends up near the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. Mudcats bullpen out there hanging out. 0-2, now your count. Two down, bottom four. Decent lead at second for Atwood. Here's the pitch. Grounded to third base, cleanly played by Vargas. He'll come in a couple of steps and fire to first in time. Four out, number three. It's a 5-3 ground out for Victor Torres. He is now 0 for 2 on the day. That will send us now into the fifth inning. But ballers are on the board thanks to a solo shot from Colby Smelly. 4-1 your score as Goswine will be back out on the bump for his fifth inning of action. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jeremy Vargas, Zach Robbie, and Jackson Chorio. Due up in the order, top of the fifth inning. Mudcats and Ballers, 4-1 your score in favor of the bad guys, the Carolina Mudcats. Goswine back out of the pump. His fifth inning of action, 1-0, big swing and a foul tip from Vargas. 1-1, now your count. Last time up, Vargas reaching on a single. The third baseman in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. And 1-1 count. Goswine, his fifth inning of action after a bit of a rocky start. He's actually retired his last eight batters. 1-1. Up and away. Now 2-1 on Vargas. Raising his average above the Mendoza line now at 2-0-2. Three homers on the year for Jeremy Vargas. Goswine, the lefty on the bump, will set. Here's a 2-1. Fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. Zach Robbie, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Still a lot of baseball left here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail 4-1 in front of a sold-out crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4th of July, happy Independence Day for everyone tuned in. 2-2 off the plate. Now count runs full on Vargas. I don't think I've ever seen the left field berm so packed here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Even the right field bar, absolutely packed. Beautiful day for baseball. 3-2. Line sharply to first base. Making the play is Veras. He'll make the grab for out number one. L3 in the book. One down now in the fifth inning. It'll send Zach Robbie to the plate. After a rocky first time through the order for Brooks Goswine, the Mudcats now 0-9 in their second time through the order. They'll send it to Robbie, who's now... Pitch is up and in on Robbie. 1-0 your count. Robbie, again, the only position player from the United States in the Carolina Mudcats roster. 5'10", righty-righty from Forest Lake, Minnesota. Eighth round pick as the 1-0 is up and in. 2-0 now the count. Forest Lake, Minnesota. Eighth round pick in 2021. He actually went to the University of Minnesota. Home of the Golden Gophers. One of the best mascot names in all of college sports. The Golden Gophers. 2-0 from Goswine. Swung on, grounded foul by Robbie. 2-1 now your count. Looks like there is an arm getting up and getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like it is the new guy, Manuel Veloz, the righty, 6'2", 185-pound, 21-year-old. 2-1. Fastball just a bit outside. 3-1 now the count on Robbie. Jackson Chorio, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top five, ballers trailing 4-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Here's the pitch from Goswine. Low and inside, ball four, and that draws a one-out walk. Does Zach Robbie? He is on base for the first time tonight. It'll send Chorio, the center fielder, to the plate, who is 0-1 with a walk for himself. Again, Jackson Chorio, number 3 overall prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Numbers 1 and 2 are up in Double-A with the Biloxi Shuckers, Sal Frelick and Joey Weimer. Mr. Weimer was with the Mudcats last year. We don't like him here in Kannapolis. Just kidding. We love Joey Weimer. Pitch is low and inside to Chorio. 1-0 is your count. Joey Weimer caused a lot of pain and agony for the Kannapolis Cannonballers pitching staff as now time called mound visit. Victor Torres will go have a chat with Brooks Goswine. Runs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Got a fan base going too. First mound visit of this inning for Kannapolis. 1-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in on Chorio. 2-0 now. Looks like they're not giving Jackson Chorio too much to hit. Again, number 3 overall prospect in the Brewers organization. He's already in the top 100 as well at just 18 years of age. Born in 2004. That's just some scary stuff to think about. 2-0 fastball is inside. Count now 3-0. On at Chorio. Jefferson Caro, DH, awaiting on deck. Top 5, Mudcats lead 4-1. 3-0 from Goswine. Fastball inside, ball four, and Chorio draws his second walk of the night. It is a back-to-back walk now for the Carolina Mudcats. Robbie is at second. That'll prompt a mound visit from John Eli. He'll come out and have a chat with Brooks Goswine. Three-hole man in Jefferson Caro, the DH awaiting. He will dig in. And appreciate you tuning in here on MILB.TV, KCBallers.com, the free audio stream, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody bringing you the action here on July 4th in Kannapolis. Ballers and Carolina Mudcats going at it. Good guys trail 4-1. The Mudcats out of the Brewers organization. Out of the National League Central. Jefferson Caro, the DH, will dig in. Number 25 for the Carolina Mudcats. Out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2019. by the Brew Crew. Lefty Gaswine's first pitch. Grounded back up to the mound. Gaswine clean play to second to one. On to first. It's a inning-ending double play. Brooks Gaswine with a 1-4-3 double play induced. Nice play. Four put out of Chorio at second base. Four out number two. And Caro out on a 1-2-3 outing. We'll take a quick break. Head to the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 4-1. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Two up in the order for the Ballers. Pitch is swung on and missed at the plate by Cabrera Weaver. 0-1 is now your count. Bottom of the fifth, Ballers trailing 4-1. Corneal back out on the bump. Here's the 0-1. Weaver takes the pitch up and away. 1-1 is now your count. Cabrera Weaver, Wilbur Sanchez, and Wes Kath due up in the order. Again, Ballers trailing here in the fifth inning on a sold-out crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4th of July, 1-1. Liner to short, caught by Garcia. It is the first out of the inning. It is an L6 in the book. Send it back to the top of the order now in Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in 0-for-1 with a pop-out in the third inning. He had a walk as well in the first. La Chispa, as they call him. We'll see if he can provide a spark. He shows bunt on the pitch and fouls it off. Actually lands over in suite number 6. Looks like suite 6 gets a nice little gift over there. Looks like DM Properties picking up a free souvenir. Very nice. 0-1 count. Sanchez at the plate. Here's the pitch from Corneal. In the dirt, and count will move now 1-1. Westcath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on and blasted into left center field. Ball, it's off the base of the wall. Rounding first, headed for second. He's going to head to third is Wilbur Sanchez. In and into third, he will stop there safely. Stand-up triple for La Chispa. The Ballers are in business on offense. Sanchez is on base for the second time today. He has his first hit of the ball game as well. Sanchez picking up his second triple of the season. That'll send it down to Westcath. Runner on third and one down. Westcath will dig it. 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the third inning. DJ Gladney, right fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers just trying to get some offense together here in this fifth inning. Lachispa providing a spark indeed. Kath cuts on the pitch. Broken bat blooper into left center field. That's going to find the grass. Left fielder in Perez will make the play. Headed for second as Kath. He'll slide in there. He's out. Kath tried to stretch it into a double. However, he is tagged out. And he will take a long trudging walk back to the dugout. Gladney will dig in. Kath does get credit for a single. However, he is out on a 7-4 put out, it looks like. At second base, the second out of the inning. Sanchez does score. Gladney will dig in 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Corneal's first pitch. Up and in on Gladney buzzing the tower. 1-0 your count. Gladney again 0-for-2 with a strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging. 0-1 in the dirt. Picked out by the catcher in Cibrian. 1-1 is now your count on Gladney. Gladney by far the fan favorite here in Kannapolis. No doubt about it. Fans rocking their DJ Gladney jerseys in the crowd. 1-1 now, 2-1. DJ Gladney jerseys available in the team store. Kansas City Supply Company here at Atriemouth Ballpark. 2-1. Fastball just outside. Now 3-1, and actually it's ball four. Issue to DJ Gladney. Looks like Gladney will take a free pass. It'll send it to Wilfred Veras. He's as well. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Wilfred Veras. He's been on quite the hot streak. A lot of home runs as of late. Swings on the pitch. Foul tips it off the catcher's mask. 0-1 your count. Sanchez with a triple. Kath with an RBI single. A walk from Gladney. All of a sudden, the ballers are in business. There are two down in the inning, but the good guys looking to continue the offense. Tying run of the plate in Wilfred Veras. Colby Smelly, DH on deck. 0-1 count. Two down. Here's the pitch from Corneal. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. 0-2 now. Veras, 6'2", 180-pound, 19-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 0-2 from Corneal. Big swing and a miss. That is strike three. Veras, not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, he is out 0-for-3 now with three strikeouts to his name. That concludes five innings of baseball here in Kannapolis. The good guys get on the board. 4-2 is your score now. Goswine will see his night come to an end. New guy on the bump for Kannapolis. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. All details on the new arm in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Top six here in Kannapolis. Edbert Perez will lead it off. First pitch is in there. 0-1 your count. It'll be Perez, Garcia, and Cibrian for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 is off the plate. 1-1 now to Edbert Perez. New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'2", 185-pound, 21-year-old. Delivers the 1-1 off the plate. 2-1 is now your count. Free agent signee in 2019 out of San Carlos, Venezuela. Spent all of 2021 in the Dominican Summer League as the 2-1 is inside now, 3-1. Manuel Veloz, the righty, rocket number 30 on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Just added to the roster today, 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Count now moves 3-2. Veloz taking number 30 from Bowen Plagey, who actually got called up today to the Winston-Salem Dash. 3-2, fastball is inside to Perez, ball four. Leadoff walk here in this sixth inning. Veloz will now have a base runner to deal with. He'll send Garcia to the plate with one on, nobody out. Garcia, the shortstop, is 0-2, the strikeout and a ground out. And Manuel Veloz on the pump for Kannapolis in relief of Goswin. Pitch is up and in to begin the night on Garcia. 1-0 your count. We're able to close the book as well on Brooks Goswin. A lot of fours. Five innings, four hits, four runs all earned. Four walks and four strikeouts. 1-0 is inside corner. 1-1 now on Garcia. On deck is Cibrian, the catcher. He's got a home run in the ballgame as Garcia pokes the 1-1 foul down the line. Heads up over there. 1-2 now your count. Manuel Veloz spent most of this season so far out in Arizona with the Complex League. Made five appearances over there, three starts. 1-2 off the plate. 2-2 now on Garcia. 18 innings pitched, 29 hits, 21 runs, 19 strikeouts, 11 walks. A really high opponent batting average of 358. 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck it out. Veloz picks up his first punch out of the night. It is Eduardo Garcia, first out of the sixth inning. Now runner on and one down for Jose Cibrian. Jose Cibrian will dig in. One on, one out. Here's the pitch. Pitch in there, 0-1. Nice fastball from Veloz, working with about a three-quarter arm slot. Here's the righty, Veloz. 0-1. Swung on, line back up towards the mound. Out is made on the catch. Stepping on the bag is Wilfred Veras after a toss over from Velaz. So it'll be a L1 in the book. Two outs, and it is a 1-3 putout of Perez on a tag-up. So it's a very unconventional 1-2-3 inning in the top of the sixth inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's T-shirt time here in the bottom of the sixth inning. New arm of the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6'2", 240-pound lefty from Akron, Ohio. Non-drafted free agent signee in 2021 out of Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. It's Jacob Brustowski on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is up and away to Colby Smelly. 1-0 is your count. Brustowski on the bump in relief of Cornell for the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 fastball is in there. 1-1 now to Colby Smelly. It'll be Smelly, Atwood, and Benjamin Bailey. Two up in the order. Bottom six, the good guys trailing 4-2, but ballers have shown their hand on offense tonight, and it can get some runs going. Brustowski is issued a pitch clock violation up there on the bump. It is a pitch clock violation, and now home plate umpire Trey Jester trying to explain the pitch clock violation to Jacob Brustowski. 2-1 your count now on Colby Smelly. Atwood on deck. Again, bottom six. Here's the 2-1. Up and in on Smelly. 3-1 now. Jacob Brustowski, again, former Texas Tech Red Raider, product of Green High School in Ohio. 23 years of age, 1-0 with a 14.24 ERA. 3-1 is off the plate, ball four, and Colby Smelly is on base for the second time tonight with a leadoff walk that'll send it to Andy Atwood. Brustowski is 19th appearance on the year. He's 1-0 with a 14.24 ERA. That seems like a typo. In 18 in the third innings, he has allowed 29 runs, mainly because a couple of outings early in the year against the Down East Wood Ducks and the Fredericksburg Nationals, a whole bunch of runs and not a lot of time. Atwood at the plate. Here's the pitch from Brustowski. It is off the plate. 1-0 now to Atwood. Last time out, though, for Brustowski. Two innings. He struck out every out in his two innings. He did allow one earned run and one walk. The lefty got through it, though. 1-0, fastball up and away. 2-0 now to Atwood. Grounded into a double play and then a double back in the fourth inning. So he is 1-for-2 on the evening. Brustowski has pitched once already against Kannapolis this year. Back in late May at Five County Stadium. 2-0 now, 3-0 on Atwood. One inning of action, two hits, one run, one walk, two punch-outs. Back on May the 28th against the Kannapolis Cannonballers for Jacob Brustowski. Brio pitch to Atwood. Up and in, ball four, and it's now back-to-back walks for Kannapolis. 2-1, nobody out. Ballers racking up walks like an independent contractor for Rover. That'll send Benjamin Bailey to the plate. Get it, Rover, the dog walking company. One of these days, my jokes will make sense. Until then, I'm just going to talk about baseball. Benjamin Bailey, Vista Alegre, Panama native, will dig in. He is 0-for-1 of the night. He had a walk in the second inning. Brustowski's first pitch, way up and away. 1-0 you're now, your count on Bailey. Sun continuing to set here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning. About 9 o'clock here in Kannapolis. Started the game tonight at 7:25 due to a little bit of weather in the area. 1-0. Beautiful off-speed pitch in there. 1-1 on Benjamin Bailey. Bailey is 6'4", 215 pounds, 20 years of age. 1-1 from the big lefty Brustowski on the way. Low to the plate. Now 2-1 on Bailey. Ballers showing some patience tonight at the plate against these Mudcat pitchers. They have drawn a grand total of 7 walks already tonight. 2-1 on the way from the lefty. Fastball is inside, now 3-1. We can close the book as well on Cornell. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 5 walks, 7 punch-outs. He'd give up a home run. It was Colby Smelly. Back in the fourth inning. 3-1 from Bostowski. Fastball, get me over, fastball. Count now runs full. Victor Torres, catcher on deck. Bottom sixth. Tying run is at first base. Go ahead, run is at the plate. 3-2 pitch. In the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Cibrian, and all of a sudden, bases are chock full of ballers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Victor Torres will dig in. Good guys, runners on every base now as it's back-to-back-to-back walks for Jacob Bristowski. Having trouble finding the strike zone out there is the lefty that'll send Victor Torres to the plate. That'll prompt a mound visit now. Pitching coach in Drew Thomas will go out and chat with Bristowski. He's put himself in a tough situation here. Again, bases are loaded and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Drew Thomas has his meeting adjourned now with Bristowski. Runners on every base. Victor Torres digging in. He reached on an error in the second. He had a 5-3 ground out in the fourth. Fireworks off in the distance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Of course, happy 4th of July. Independence Day. Hope you're celebrating safely. We don't need any fingers lost. We don't need any Jason Pierre-Paul style accidents, of course. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now your count. Victor Torres at the plate. I think in my entire life, I'm now 21 years of age, of course. This is my 22nd 4th of July. Pitch is low and off the plate. 2-0 now to Torres. Excuse me, this is my 21st. I was born in September. This is my 21st 4th of July. I don't think my family has ever actually sat and set fireworks off. I think we've always gone and watched them somewhere else. We've made other people do the work. We appreciate it, though. 2-0 is in there inside corner. 2-1 now to Torres. It's a lot of money and a lot of effort to shoot off fireworks. Makes you appreciate it a whole lot more. 2-1 from the lefty. Fastball up and away. 3-1 now on Victor Torres. Bristowski's already issued three consecutive walks here to these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Torres at the dish. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball four, and there's another run across the plate. Colby Smelly will score. Atwood to third, Bailey to second, and Victor Torres will take a free pass. Back to back to back to back walks here for a Jacob Bristowski. That spells trouble for the Carolina Mudcats. Now tying run is at third. Go ahead run at second. Cabrera Weaver will now dig in. Oh, and by the way, still nobody out in the inning. Ballers are threatening here to get the victory pitch in there. 0-1 to Cabrera Weaver. Looks like there is an arm warming for Carolina down the line. Can't quite see who it is. Might be Miguel Guerrero down the line for Carolina. 0-1. Put into play. Grounded to third base. It is landing foul. Oh, that would have been clutch. Cabrera Weaver grounds the ball foul past the third baseman in Vargas, who couldn't make the play. That would have headed right towards the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. Of course, where the left fielder Perez would have had to cover a lot of ground just to get there. That would have scored at least two runs. Nonetheless, now an 0-2 count on Cabrera Weaver. Corners playing in, runners on every base. Packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark enjoying this ball game. 0-2 from Bostowski. Big swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Cabrera Weaver down on strikes for the first out of the sixth inning. 0-3 on the night now is Cabrera. Back to the top of the order now in Wilbur Sanchez, but time called, and manager Victor Estevez will go out and chat. Looks like that is the end of the night for Jacob Bristowski. New arm on the way for the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6'5" righty, 21 years of age. It's Miguel Guerrero. First pitch, big swing and a miss from Wilbur Sanchez. 0-1 is your count. Guerrero from Santo Domingo Centro, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2020. Spent 2021 with the Carolina Mudcats. Now he's back here out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Bases are chock full of ballers here in this bottom of the sixth inning. 0-1 count. One down, and Wilmer Sanchez at the plate. Time called, mound visit now on the way. Cibrian will go out and chat with Miguel Guerrero. Third different arm used so far tonight by the Carolina Mudcats as Brostowski only goes a third of an inning. Four walks, one run. It has been an earned run, one strikeout as well. All the runners on base, though, are charged to Brostowski. He could allow up to four runs without even pitching. 0-1 off speed. Swung and a miss by Sanchez. 0-2 now your count. One down. Sanchez wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Guerrero on the bump. Sets with the red and white shiny cleats on. 0-2. Off speed. Swung and missed by Sanchez for strike three. Back-to-back punch out to the ballers on offense. Sanchez, his first punch out of the night. Now two down and Wes Kath will dig in. Wes Kath reached base twice tonight with a walk and a single. He also has a strikeout back in the third. Base is still loaded, two down. Here's the pitch from Guerrero. Low and inside, 1-0 now to Kath. Singled in the fifth. Ended up being tagged out on a stretch attempt. Tried to make it a double, did Kath. 1-0 count, runners at every base. Here's the pitch from Guerrero. Inside, now 2-0 on Kath. Runner on third is Andy Atwood. Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder, is at second. At first is Victor Torres, the catcher. DJ Gladney on deck. 2-0 count, two down. Atwood with a great lead at third, almost halfway home. 2-0. Swing and a miss from Kath. 2-1 now your count. Two down, bottom sixth. Wes Kath at the plate against Miguel Guerrero. Ballers trail by one here in the sixth. 2-1. Swing and a miss from Kath. 2-2 now the count. Wes Kath is not going to get called out on strikes. He's going to go down to swinging. The ballers have put up a run now in each of their last three innings, fourth, fifth, and sixth. See if they can add more here. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. swung on and blooped towards third base. Making the play, though, is Vargas. It's a weak popper over there. Caught, it's a P5 in the book. So after four consecutive walks, 1-2-3 inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, that will conclude the sixth inning. But the Ballers inch ever so closer. 4-3 your score. Mudcats still lead. We'll head to the seventh inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're in the back third of this July 4th ball game. Top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trailing 4-3 to the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch from Velo, swung on by Chirinos. Grounded to third base. Clean play by Kath. He'll fire it over to first in time. Four out at number one. One pitch, one out here in the seventh inning. 5-3 grind out for Jesus Chirinos. That'll send it now to Oswald Leonis. Leonis, the right fielder, had a double back in the second inning and a ground out in the fourth. Velo's back out of the bump, his second inning of action. Only 14 pitches on the night, not too shabby a night for the new guy. First pitch, right down Broadway, 0-1 your count out of Leonis. Oswald Leonis from Valencia, Venezuela, 21 years of age, born October the 6th of 2000. 0-1 is just off the plate, 1-1 your count. Again, post-game fireworks, post-game hot dog eating contest in between the end of the game and the start of the fireworks as well. 1-1 popped up in foul ground. Westcath chasing after it. He makes a backhanded effort and makes the grab. What a play by Westcath. Down the line in foul ground over by the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. Second out of the inning is a P5 in the book for Leonis. Now two down, Jeremy Vargas, third baseman, will dig in. Again, post-game fireworks in between the end of the game and the fireworks, though. Having our second annual Kannapolis Cannonballers hot dog eat-off. And I'm participating. A little nervous, but I'm not too nervous. Pitch off the plate, 1-0 to Vargas. 1-0 is your count on the third baseman for the Mudcats. 1-0 fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now on the way. Velo's on the pump. Really not too shabby an outing. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Time call. Looks like a baseball got loose out there in left field. Benjamin Bailey will go retrieve and hand it to the fan. One, two count on Vargas. Two down. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball just outside. Count now moves 2-2. The rain has departed, but it is a little humid here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. The Lowe's picks up his second punch out of the night. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for the righty on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're going to sing God Bless America here at Atrium Health Ballpark. DJ Gladney lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is in there. 0-1 is now your count. Miguel Guerrero back out on the pump, his second inning of action. 0-1 count, nobody out. Ballers trailing 4-3. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning to the Carolina Mudcats. Gladney, hard liner, grounded over to Shorty Garcia, making a play. He'll fire to first in time. What a play on the 0-1 pitch. That is a 6-3 ground out for DJ Gladney. First out of the bottom of the seventh inning. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will dig in. 0-3 with three strikeouts to his name. Wilfred Veras, 0-3, three punchouts. Here's the pitch. Fastball is away. 1-0 now to Veras. First baseman in the order for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's been on a hot streak, however, not the best of nights for him tonight. 1-0, sweep grounder back to short. Garcia makes the play, fires to first, and he's called out. Close play over there at first base. However, it is a 6-3 ground out, and Wilfred Veras is now 0-4 on the night. Two down now for Colby Smelly. Ballers faithful here at Atrium Health Ballpark, not a fan of the call either. Colby Smelly will now dig in for his turn at bat. Bottom 7-2 down. Ballers trail by one. Here's the pitch. Fastball just low. 1-0 count now to Smelly. Guerrero 1 1/3. One punch out so far this evening for Carolina out of the bullpen. 1-0. Big swing and a miss from Smelly. 1-1 now. Smelly has reached base twice tonight with two walks. He's also got a home run to his name. Back in the fourth inning, a solo shot. 1-1 from Guerrero. Big swing and a miss from Smelly. 1-2 now. Andy Atwood, second baseman on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning, 1-2 count. As Colby Smelly calls time at the plate. Guerrero on the bump is ready to go. He'll set at the waist and deliver the 1-2. Fastball is outside to Smelly. Count now moves 2-2. Two count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Colby Smelly strikes out to end matters here in the seventh inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Kannapolis on offense. That'll send us into the top of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail just by one run. 4-3 your score here in Kannapolis. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order due up in the top of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. Top eight, Ballers trailing 4-3. Zach Robbie grounds the first pitch of the inning over to shortstop Wilbur Sanchez. Fires the first in time for out number one. One pitch, one out. 6-3 ground out here in the eighth inning. That'll send Jackson Chorio, the center fielder, to the plate. Chorio has been a pest all night on the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two walks and a flyout. Here's the pitch from Veloz. His third inning of action. In there, 0-1 now on Jackson Joria. A walk in the first, a walk in the fifth inning. Stolen base in the first as well. 0-1. Fastball in there, 0-2 now. Chorio cuts on the 0-2. Foul ball ends up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll do it again at 0-2. Hard liner off the bat of the 18-year-old Jackson Chorio. Jefferson Caro, DH, awaiting out deck here in this top of the eighth inning. Veloz on the bump. Here's the 0-2. Fastball low and away. Now 1-2. Jackson Chorio, again, just two guys ahead of him in the prospect list for the Milwaukee Brewers, both in double-A already. Sal Frelick and Joey Weimer. 1-2, popped up in foul ground. Victor Torres, the catcher, after it. He'll have enough room. He's going to make the grab. Oh, no, they're going to call it a foul ball. They're going to say the ball bounced off of the netting. Victor Torres, not a fan of the call. 1-2 count. It will remain on Chorio. They're going to say that it did not touch the netting. Ballers in the dugout suite that are occupying the space are not a fan of the call. One-two count it remains. Here's the pitch from Veloz. Swung on, grounded foul by Chorio. 1-2 will remain the count. Fireworks off in the distance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have our own fireworks show here soon after the conclusion of this game and a hot dog eating contest that I have to go partake in afterwards. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jackson Chorio is out on strikes. This is the second out of this eighth inning. That'll send it down to Jefferson Caro, the DH. Jefferson Caro, 1-for-3, had a single back in the first inning. Jackson Chorio out for the first time, stepping to the plate. 0-for-2 on the night now is Chorio. First pitch to Caro. Off-speed pitch low, 1-0 now to Jefferson Caro. Lifted high and foul. 1-1 is now your count. Looks like there is an arm warming out there for Kannapolis. Looks like Nick Gallagher is hitting loose. 1-1. Fastball right down Broadway. 1-2 now the count. Hebert Perez, the left fielder, waiting on deck. 1-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Little duck snort over to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number three. It is a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Manuel Veloz. Not too shabby an outing. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers still trail by one. Fireworks on the way, but see if Kannapolis can get some fireworks of their own here in the eighth and ninth innings. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Andy Atwood will lead matters off here in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The second baseman Atwood will be followed in the order by Benjamin Bailey and Victor Torres. Miguel Guerrero on the bump. His third inning of action. First pitch to Atwood in there. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count. Guerrero on the bump. He's got two punch outs on the night. Here's the pitch to Atwood. Swung on, grounded foul. 0-2 now the count. Atwood has reached base twice tonight. He had a double and a walk to his name. A ground out in the second. Again, Atwood, Bailey, and Torres two up. Ballers running out of time, but they do trail by just one run. 0-2 to the plate is upstairs to Atwood. 1-2 now. One, two count. Guerrero on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball is away, 2-2. 2-2 count, nobody out. Benjamin Bailey on deck. Guerrero trying to escape the tight spot. 2-2. Swung on, liner into left field for a base knock. Andy Atwood is on base for the third time tonight. He has a multi-hit game as well with a single now in the eighth inning as he is on base with nobody out. Benjamin Bailey will now dig in for the Kannapolis. Benjamin Bailey has reached base twice tonight with two walks. He also had a strikeout in the fourth inning. Runner on first is Andy Atwood. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside corner. 0-1 your count. Atwood 2-for-3 in stolen base opportunities for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1. Off the plate to Bailey. Now even at 1-1. Well, the number has now come out as well. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, a new crowd record. 5,391 fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, what a great night for baseball. 1-1 lifted high and foul. 1-2 is now your count. This is a new Atrium Health Ballpark record. 5,391 fans here in attendance. What a amazing night for baseball here on the 4th of July, 2022. 1-2 pitch to Bailey. Big swing and a miss. Strikeout here the 8th inning. One down now. Runner still on first in Atwood. Bailey strikes out for the second time tonight. He's alternated walks and strikeouts in the 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 8th. That'll send Victor Torres to the plate. Victor Torres, the catcher, reached on an error in the second, a walk in the sixth, then a ground out in the fourth. Here's the pitch from Guerrero. Fastball just off the plate to Torres. 1-0 count. Cabrera Weaver, center fielder on deck. He's 0-for-3. Ballers are turning it around towards the meat of the order here. Torres at the plate. 1-0. Swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. Another one coming at 1-1. Torres from Humacao, Puerto Rico. 11th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 1-1 count, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away to Torres. Catcher and Cibrian wanted to move to first base, tried to nab Atwood over there, but it was not in time. He didn't even throw it. 2-1 your count. Torres at the plate. Here's the offering from Guerrero. Big swing and a miss. 2-2 now your count. Torres slams the bat down into the dirt in frustration. Torres on a five-game reach base streak. He has extended that tonight, reaching base twice. He's on a five-game hit streak as well. We'll see if he can get a base knock here in this eighth inning. 2-2 from Guerrero. Swung on, fouled off. Will remain the count. Atwood still at first. Gallagher, the arm warming up for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like he will get pitching duties in the ninth inning. 2-2, another one fouled off by Torres. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Victor Torres. Again, Cabrera Weaver on deck. Guerrero takes a long look over there at first for Atwood. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Chasing after it is Perez. He'll reach the warning track and make the grab. Four out number two. It'll be an F7 in the book. The second out of the eighth inning. Victor Torres offers a flyout. Stopping at first and headed back to first base is Cabrera Weaver. Is Andy Atwood, I should say. Cabrera Weaver's digging in. He's going to bat now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Weaver will dig in. Atwood still at first. Two down to the bottom of the eighth. Ballers have Four outs left. Try to come back here against the Carolina Mudcats in the series opener here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Time call to the plate by Cabrera Weaver. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch to Weaver. Big swing and miss on an off-speed pitch. 0-1 your count. Weaver with a couple of unlucky opportunities tonight, with a fly out in the second, line out in the fifth, and a strikeout in the sixth. 0-1. Swung on, fouled off again by Cabrera. 0-2 your count. Born in Nashville, Tennessee. Product of Snellville, Georgia is Cabrera Weaver. Seventh round pick in 2018 by the Chicago White Sox. Reached as high as the high A Winston-Salem dash last year. 0-2 from Guerrero. Swung on, popped up in foul ground. Heads up in the seating bowl. Looks like it'll land in about section 105-106 area. It will hit and land into the seating bowl. Heads up down there. We'll keep it at 0-2 and do it again on Cabrera. Sanchez on deck. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Low and outside in the dirt. 1-2 now on Cabrera. Sold out crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Watching a pretty stinking good ball game. Over 5,300 fans packing the stands here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2. Off speed, off the plate. Now even at 2-2 on Cabrera. Be a great opportunity here for the Guillermo Quiroz and the baller, 6'3". 200-pound, 26-year-old, 16th round pick in 2017 by the Cleveland Guardians. He is now in the White Sox organization. He will deliver the first pitch in the ninth inning to Hibbert Perez. Swung on and fouled down the first baseline. 0-1 is your count. Gallagher on the bump. He is 0-1 with a 0 ERA. Making his fourth appearance on the year is Gallagher. 0-1 count, nobody out. Rubber Ducks ended up being released by the Guardians. Now in the White Sox system here in Kannapolis. Pitch is low and off the plate to Garcia. 1-0 is your count. Garcia 0-3, two strikeouts and a ground out on his evening. He's made a couple nice plays in the field, though, for the Mudcats. 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 now. A heck of a three batters at 2-3-4 spot for the Carolina Mudcats. All pretty top prospects. Chory, Ocaro, and Perez. And you get to Garcia. 1-1, swung and a miss. 1-2 now. Garcia 0-3. Cibrian, though, on deck. He does have a home run in tonight's ballgame. Ended up being the difference maker. It was a three-run shot in the first. 1-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Eduardo Garcia is down on strikes for the third time tonight. Nick Gallagher's got two punch-outs in two-thirds of an inning. It'll send it now to Cibrian, the catcher for the Carolina Mudcats. Again, 1-4-3 on the night. Cibrian, a three-run shot in the first inning, a ground out in the fourth, and a line-out in the sixth inning. First pitch from the righty, Gallagher. Off speed in there, 0-1. Gallagher working from a three-quarter arm slot is the righty. 0-1 count, two outs. Ballers will send top of the order in the bottom of the ninth inning. 0-1 is off the plate, 1-1 now to Cibrian. Ballers will send Sanchez, Kath, and Gladney to the plate. They are out hitting the Mudcats tonight. Carolina, though, getting the best of them in the runs category. 1-1 off the plate, 2-1 now to Cibrian. Gallagher will bend down and look for the signs. 2-1. Swung and a miss. 2-2 now. Fireworks off in the distance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have our own fireworks show coming here soon. After the game and a hot dog eating contest. 2-2. Fouled off by Cibrian. 2-2 will remain the count. We'll do it again. Gallagher has only allowed one hit on his tenure with Kannapolis. He's also not issued a walk in each of his three appearances. 3-2. It will now move the count as it was 2-2. Now outside, count runs full. Gallagher has tallied at least two punch outs in three of his four outings now. Opponents batting just 0-83 against Nick Gallagher. He's only allowed one hit in his 3 1/3. 3-2, skips in and gets by the catcher Torres, and it is a two-out walk now of Cibrian. Two outs and a runner now reaches for the Carolina Mudcats as Nick Gallagher walks his first batter of his Kannapolis tenure. That'll send it now to Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Jesus Chirinos, a strikeout and two groundouts on the evening. Here's the pitch from Gallagher. Fastball inside corner. 0-1 your count. Gallagher not going to blow away with the velocity. He sits about high 80s, low 90s at most. And over the right, he does have some nasty stuff. 0-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Cabrera Weaver is going to have to cover some ground, but he'll move to his left and make the grab. Four out, number three. So, after a two outs, a walk, and now a fly out for the Carolina Mudcats here in the top. It says Wilbur Sanchez cuts on the first pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning and fouls it off. 0-1 is your count. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in against the new arm. 6'3", 170-pound lefty from Covina, California. Product of South Hills High School, it's Carlos Morales, the lefty on the bump for the Mudcats here in the ninth inning. 0-1. Up and in there. 0-2 now the count on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez with a triple back in the fifth inning, ended up scoring on the play as well thanks to a Westcath single. Morales in the ballgame, 2-3 with a 2.97 ERA. 0-2, cut on a miss for strike three. Sanchez is out on strikes, the first out of the ninth inning. Ballers now have two outs remaining, and Westcath, the third baseman, will dig in. Air popped up high. Who's got it? Third baseman in Vargas is going to trail after it in foul ground. He'll squeeze on it and make the grab. Four out number two. It's a P5 in foul ground for the second out of the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, that sends it all into DJ Gladney's hands now with nobody on, two down. Ballers trail by a run. DJ Gladney will dig in. Not the greatest of nights for DJ. Does have two strikeouts, a ground out, but he did have a walk back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Morales. Off speed and low and inside. 1-0 now to DJ. Team leader in home runs with 14. He also has 44. RBIs on the season does DJ Gladney. 1-0 from the lefty, Morales. Fastball is up and away. 2-0 now to DJ. Against lefties, Gladney's not been too hot. 178, two homers, nine RBIs. And he does have two homers, though. 2-0 from Morales. Big swing and a miss on and off speed pitch. 2-1. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. He's 0-4. Everybody clapping away here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sold out crowd. Biggest crowd in ballpark history. 2-1. Tapped foul by Gladney. Count will move now 2-2. Ballers are down to their final strike here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, we're not going to really have a postgame show for you. I got to fly down to the field. Get ready for this hot dog eating contest I'm about to partake in. Hope you enjoyed your time here on the broadcast with us. Hopefully we still have some more game to call. It's time called to the plate by DJ Gladney. 2-2 is your count. Again, we'll do it again on Wednesday. Day off tomorrow for both sides, and then we'll get the series back going on Wednesday. 2-2 off the plate. Count runs full now on DJ. Lefty Tommy Summer will get the start for Kannapolis. Jefferson Figueroa for the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Morales. Swing and a miss for strike three. That is your ball game. Final score from Kannapolis. Ballers show a bit later on after the fireworks and all that. So if you want to stay